Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Walk apart in the wall for a leap. Well, there we go. There's another great way to start our Wednesday afternoon. And, you know, Irene, I don't know. I'm all out of ideas. Have we got anything that we're talking about?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have been having the time of my life. I have these Canadian dear friends of mine here at the moment who decided that the best way to hang out with Irene was to hire a camper van, which they've done. Now, I could grumble like mad about that camper van that they've hired because there's so many things that disappoint me with it that are making it tough for them because they've never experienced camper van living before. But I won't. Instead, I'll talk about the Māori village in Rotorua, the Whakarewarewa village in Rotorua. Oh, my God. I went there with trepidation because I was sort of expecting a whole pile of some of the crap that we get in today's world here. And, I mean, if there was such a thing as 200%, they would get it from me. It was genuine. It was honest. The people were happy, loving, laughing, singing, dancing. Normal Māori people like my family, I remember so well, and how it's always been in every little village and that I've been to in the past before all this other crap started coming up. So that's a big, big shout out for that village. Absolutely loved them and everything to do with it.
Now you're talking to the ones in the middle of Rotorua, just outside of Rotorua?
Yeah, there's one right in the middle of Rotorua. We're going to the one outside of Rotorua today, the one that we can walk around. But this one's right in the middle of Rotorua. And apparently the government has stolen half of their area there as well, but the government is talking about giving it back to them. So, you know, I mean, they did it all in such a really good, non-aggressive, massively political way, which I thought was excellent considering everything else that's going on today. So, yeah, that was great. The other big shout out that I'm going to give is to every single tour guide and person that I have ever been with and not appreciated. And I will appreciate them so much better from now on because there is just so much involved in trying to, you know, working out whether the road's open, to where I want to go, where is the best camping ground and what does a camping ground have and is it close to where we want to get to and is this open on Easter weekend and is that close? I mean, it just goes on. I have spent 2 hours this morning doing the simplest thing, but it took 2 hours, you know. So huge shout out to tour guides who do that sort of thing. And lastly, a grumble. If you want us to use your website to book something, don't make it so goddamn difficult that we have to go back to it 10 times to get it through. You know, it just, these websites are just not working. And in the end, I just go, forget it, I'm ringing.
Now, is this an old age techie thing?
No, because my Canadian friends are quite young and they're far more patient than I am. And even they have trouble. And you know how impatient I am. I mean, I just go, pshik.
I know. It does. It drives you mad. And I don't know how many people realize the clientele they lose because it's not easy or it's not intuitive. Something's hidden somewhere and you're just like, I just want to know.
So I don't know why. I can't understand why that is. And you're more tech savvy than me. But I remember back in the day when I had an online website that was selling various different cookbooks and products and things that I'd made, right? So it was really quite a complicated website because you could buy things in packages or individually or da-da-da. It cost me $5,000 to have somebody design and set up that website. But once it was set up, it was dead easy. So why is it so complicated today? You know, I think there's so many things come into it today that they've made it more complicated than they need to.
Maybe they're trying to put all that AI stuff in and it's following you and thinking then it's going to suggest you this or what. Maybe so. And I, absolutely, if it's not simple, I'm out of there. I don't have the patience. Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that gets me is when I'm looking at a campsite or an attraction, tourist attraction or something that we want to do, the first thing I want to know is how much is it going to cost? And you have to actually go right through the website with dates and everything before you can find out how much it's going to cost. And I mean, it's okay to put, it's going to cost $400 depending on the season at the beginning, but it gives people an idea, a ballpark figure of how much it's going to cost, you know?
And they don't do that. I am so with you on that. That drives me mad. I've to put all your details in, every single thing, and I don't know whether it's a marketing thing because suddenly you start getting newsletters and emails from them or whatever it was. But no, I'm with you. If it would be so much easier if you just knew. Do they think that that's actually going to turn people away? But what turns, I think, well, same like you, what turns me even worse off is of having to fill out all of that form and then find out what it is and then go, no, actually, I don't want this.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay for something that I don't think is value for money. And there's a lot of things that aren't value for money. They're just jumping on the bandwagon of what they can get today. And I prefer not to do that. Anyway, I am booked on, thanks to my darling Canadian friends, I am booked on the Forgotten Highway Railway.
Awesome. Oh, so excited. You are going to have to send us so many and post so many pictures up there. We have been through there and they didn't have that going yet. So that was a few years after that we had been through there that some great person had this, kind of, let's do this. How exciting.
I know, but a little bit of a grumble in there because many years ago, I did the Forgotten Highway, and you could go into a information centre and you could get a brochure that showed you all these different places that you could go to. You know, there was an old prison place where you could book accommodation. You know, it was just very basic, an old prison, but there was this old town and statues in the middle of nowhere and there was so much stuff that was so interesting and you could get a brochure and we actually came down by car. There was about 5 car loads of us and we did this exciting adventure going through the Forgotten Railway. We walked a Forgotten Highway. We walked across old railways and we did all sorts of things. Well, that brochure, nobody's ever heard of anymore. Now, admittedly, it was about 12 years ago, maybe more, but nobody's ever heard of that anymore. And I wonder if they no longer put that out because they want everybody to do the railroad adventure, which they wouldn't do if they could do it by car.
Oh, interesting though. The railway adventure, I think, is quite different. I'd still go around there in car and do the railway. But I tell you what, you might want to go and have a look in the pub. It's probably posted on the wall.
In what pub? Down there, you mean? Oh, it's a
I bet you it's probably in there, posted on the wall or something. Oh, it would be disappointing if it isn't, or whether it was just that maybe that kind of marketing way back then, I don't know, maybe it just...
Well, there's nothing in the internet, because I went into the Rotorua Information Centre yesterday. Big shout out to the young man that works in there. An amazing young man. I asked him about, you know, is there a brochure? And disappointed in that they only really have information about Rotorua and they don't know much about anything outside, which I remember in the old days they could tell you about all sorts of things, but not anymore. But what he did do after we had decided, okay, don't worry about it, mate, and then we're looking at all the shirts and the souvenir shopping, and he went into his website, Googled it, and came up with a page that he printed out. And it didn't have anything really on it, but he made the effort to find what I was looking for, and it was a big shout-out to him for doing that. He was great.
Isn't that great? Do you know... And interestingly, I haven't found the information centres that great here in New Zealand, but in Australia, you can, every time we've been in an information centre in Australia, they are so welcoming. They will do, but they will bend over backwards for you. And it's just exactly like that young lad. But all of them have, that we have encountered have been like this. And that is what you need, isn't it? You need that someone can kind of think outside the square and, you know, figure out what you're looking for. But the problem is a lot of it is online these days. And that peeves me off as well. We're heading over to Australia, kind of later this year. And all we wanted was some mats, some hand, you know, the things you hold in your hand that you can spread out and actually see the whole thing that you're doing. Oh my gosh. I had to end up ordering them from Australia online and getting them posted here. But most of the same mats, they say, oh, we've got the online copy. Would you like that? And I'm thinking, I cannot see the whole map on my screen on my phone. No, I want the paper stuff. Mm.
Totally agree with you with everything with that. With your phone, you're constantly bringing it down and opening it up and bringing it down and opening it up and trying to see, okay, how far away is that from here? What's the best route to do? Go there, you know. I haven't turned my computer on for about 2 weeks ever since I started this, but I think I'm going to use it more often because I can see so much more in the computer than what I can in the phone.
Yeah. But no, isn't it interesting? And you're right, you know, talking about the guides that you said earlier, they know where to look, don't they? It's like anything, I suppose. They know where to look for the information where, you know, we've got to sit and fiddle around and try and figure out, Google it, and then we use the wrong, well, I don't know about you, but I always use the wrong words. My Google does not get me. It does not understand my logic. And I'm thinking, for goodness sake, what the air? just think about what I'm thinking about. And often it doesn't. But, to have someone that has that knowledge.
You're getting old. You must be getting old. When Google can't understand your hints and requests, it's because you're not keeping up with the times, girl, and you're getting old. What does that make me? That is fable.
Makes you ancient.
All that. Okay, now I have a request. Can we please, if possible, play Pokari Kariana? Because this wonderful tour group, they had the whole story about it, you know. I don't know, Hini Moana, whatever, I've forgotten her name. And I haven't heard that song played for so long. And they did the most amazing job of it. They had four harmonies going. But the lead, the guy who took the lead, had the most beautiful blue eyes I've ever seen. It was absolutely awesome. But so well done. I mean, I have heard better voices, admittedly, but they were still very, very good and absolutely worth everything. So can we please have Pokari Kariana coming over as our music at some stage?
Yeah, you know, certainly we can do. And it took me back to primary school where we used to sing it. And we kind of added some words in there, and there was something about a squashed banana. I can't remember. but I could, as soon as you heard it, as soon as you said it, I could hear it in my head, and then I can remember the song of Pokari Kariana. Yeah, there was a squashed banana in there somewhere that we put in there. Certainly. And that song's done really well, actually.
Yes, I haven't heard it for ages, though. It hasn't been on the radio for ages. They need to go back to some of those old ones. Yeah.
Actually, interesting, talking about something coming back, that film that Tita Waititi did that with the boy, The Wildebeest, no? Is it The Wildebeest? Oh, crikey. You know, his parents die, he goes and lives with his grandparents out in the back with Sam Neill.
Yeah, Hunt for the Wildebeest.
That's it. Yeah. It's coming back on big screen. So they're just doing a return of the film. So they haven't changed the film, but they're bringing it back to the big screen. And I thought, do you know, I haven't been to the cinema for ages, and we used to love going to the cinema. I love seeing, I know you can have it on your TV these days, but it's nothing like sitting there on, you know, watching the big screen. And yeah, so I think I might just pop out and see it because I loved it. I thought it was such a cool little film that. Yeah, I agree.
So are you going to go and have the armchair relax, a glass of wine beside you and pizza delivered to your table experience, cinema experience, or are you just going to do the old-fashioned chairs?
The old-fashioned chair with popcorn and Coke or whatever. popcorn and a soft drink. No, I just don't get that, actually. You do that at home. We did it once, and it just, I don't know, just wasn't right. And then people were coming in, you know, bringing food to people, and that was annoying. And, yeah, I don't know. We just didn't click with the kind of armchair and wine in the theatre. Yeah. How about you?
I think I've gone too far. I don't mind the lazy boy chairs, as long as they don't go all the way down to beds, because I've been in once and there's a guy sleeping in them. They're falling asleep. But I don't mind the leg rest type thing, but all the food drives me nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Popcorn's enough. And then way back in the old days when we used to have Jaffers.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Wooden floors, and you'd roll them down the floor so you hear the going click, 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 click.
Absolutely. You couldn't do that anymore. Oh, the fun that we used to have. Hey, and for our listeners out there, we'd love to hear about the fun that you've had, whether you've been actually on one of the tours or around New Zealand and stopping at some of the more touristy spots. We'd love to hear your experience and, you know, what you've got out of it and how you also find searching online when you can't find it. What does it do to you? Does it drive you mad like it does for Irene and me? Hey, post up on our Facebook page and watch out on the Facebook page coming up, because we're going to see some photos posted up there of Irene on the Forgotten Highway. I'm so excited to be able to see this, and I'm going to love to hear about that when you do return, to see what that's like, because that is something that's on my little bucket list as well. So anyway, that's all we've got time for today. Yeah, we'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.
Oh, come.